Welcome to another episode of the Memory Core, internal combustion engine version.
Without fire.
I'm Adam.
I'm Dan.
And we're here to talk about something that I know has really pissed off Dan this week. And we're driving, we're going to run some errands, and I thought this is a perfect opportunity to bang out a quickie. Huh?
Yeah, huh? Let's do it.
So, Dan, tell me what's up. Tell me what came out this week that just got under your skin.
Okay, so there was an open beta that just went out, and it looks like what they're doing is they're taking the support rules, or whatever they're called, from Battle Mech Manual in the back, and they're finding a way to convert conventional units into that. And
because it looks like they also borrowed it from the big Takayid book that came out with the Kickstarter.
Okay, I haven't looked through that, but it makes me mad because it's really not very good. it just needs a crap ton of work. Way too much abstraction. And I am a fan of Alpha Strike, and I don't want Alpha Strike in classic Battletech.
Yeah, I'm kind of of two minds of it, but yeah, I mean, it feels as though what they did with vehicles was brought almost the stats from Alpha Strike, and yet somehow not exactly. They made...
Somehow made it more terrible?
Well, I get what they're going for.
Yeah.
I get what they're going for with making it very arcadey, letting the battle mechs shine through. But they also made vehicles very fragile. They made it very video gamey, and it lets maybe people use a lot of vehicles on the table while also not slowing the game down.
Which is actually a very good idea.
I'm a bit of two minds of it. It doesn't bother me the same way it bothers you, but I know, like, I don't know, man.
Well, it's not that it bothers me because I necessarily, like, don't agree with it, and I don't. But what bothers me the most is that I've expected a lot more from them when it comes to transferring vehicles over. And it seems as though any criticism against this is just going to get thrown out the window. You know, because it's like they already have their minds made up, and they just want to, like, work out the kinks right now. But what really did it for me, I am a fan of the Manticore tank.
Yeah.
And the only thing this card accounts for is firing the PPC.
Yeah, like, it seems like, yeah, they boiled things down to the main gun and any specials. I saw with the Manticore that it gives the Manticore indirect fire. If there's that possibility, it also gives the vehicles a stat block that assumes in a way that they're always moving at flank speed, and they always generate a movement modifier, but their base skills are essentially 6 and 5 for gunnery. There's no piloting skills or driving skill, and it's very, very, very simplified. And I think it really is designed for, you've got your Lance and you're going up against a company of vehicles. Like, a Demolisher can still do 40 points of damage with 2 autocannon 20 shots, but the way damage works in particular is pretty brutal. Definitely designed to make them incredibly squishy and very arcadey.
Yeah.
Which I think does take away from their utility. It's definitely trying to fill a very specific niche that is, again, you know, putting battle mechs at the apex. And, you know, I'm a fan of the rules revisions in Total Warfare for vehicles and infantry. This feels not just like how squishy vehicles were back in the original rules, but even squishier than that.
Yeah, I think it's a little worse.
Yeah.
We'd have to check it out.
They intend to make them very disposable, which, you know, I guess that fills a that fills a role, and I know what they're going for.
But I don't think it's worth, like, I'm for abstraction.
Is it worth a whole new rule set?
Yeah, like, well, technically it's not a new rule set, but there it's like it's adding on to it. Yeah. Like, I'm fine with making things play faster, but this is, like, way too abstract for what Classic is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people throwing out some suggestions right now. You could essentially accomplish the same thing by ignoring 3/4 of the vehicle record sheet and just firing your weapons and moving as normal.
Yeah, because there are no longer hit locations for vehicles.
No.
It's a damage check, and it's...
If you fail, you die. If you don't fail, you take a hit, and there's certain thresholds that vehicles have for taking hits.
Yeah.
But every time you take a hit, like, modifiers and stuff start getting affected a little more. Yeah.
Well, and damage is cumulative across the whole turn, not just phases. And that survival check, they call it a damage check, target number, that really it's a roll to see if your vehicle survives, gets easier or it gets more difficult the more damage is taken across both the weapons attack phase and the physical attack phase, and I suppose even the artillery phase if you include that. So stuff really, really begins adding up to try and destroy those vehicles.
Well, technically, they wouldn't even be useful for artillery unless you use, like, this full rule set. Because if you follow how artillery works, all these vehicles have to move first in the initiative phase.
Yes, yes. So it's broken down into assets and non-assets. I think they probably should, is rather than calling it non-assets, called it mechs and then assets or support assets. Because essentially... Are battle armor counted as assets?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got, you know, vehicles of all types, aerospace fighters, conventional aircraft, infantry. Those are all assets. And they move first before battle mechs even resolve their initiative. So you can't even use vehicles to help as, like, a tactical, like, for initiative sync. Which, yeah. I thought was like, wow, okay, that's brutal, you know?
It's an integral part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, even initiative syncing, you know? It's part of the game. Now, like, another suggestion was thrown up by somebody where he's like, why not just keep them in the same initiative phase, but have them count 2-1?
Okay.
Opposed to, you know, just 1-1, like you usually do in initiative.
Yeah.
So you're moving 2 vehicles per mech. I mean, you could probably even go as far, like, if you want to kind of retain how it works right now, maybe moving 3-1. But I think 2-1 would be pretty good.
Yeah, I guess, you know, for me, I see it as... What makes BattleTech different from, say, another role-playing game is that your opponents... basically have the same efficacy as you do. You know, when you play Pathfinder or Dungeons & Dragons, you know, if it's your heroes versus goblins, there's got to be a lot of goblins, and you got to roll really badly to lose. And so there is that bit of a power factor, you know? And that's also different from, you know, first edition and second edition of Dungeons & Dragons, where... your player character died all the time, but I get that idea of I don't want to say necessarily power fantasy, but that feeling as though that you are the main character in your story, and you know in some respects, you know, in my head there's always this scenario where you're a Lance of Light Max against a Demolisher. Or the Devastator variant from Battle Technology with some supporting elements in a city, right? And like, you're a light mech, and you know a single autocannon 20 is going to really put the hurt on. And there's that bit of tension. And that's where I think something like that is no longer really, really possible. Now, granted, you know, turrets still have, you know, 360, you know, field of fire. And just because your vehicle moves first before any battle mechs do full stop, doesn't make them completely worthless. But it definitely puts them in a position where a very heavily armored vehicle is really, really not going to have an easy time surviving. You know, even against a lance of light mechs can put on the hurt without too much trouble and destroy a lot of these guys pretty fast.
Yeah, which isn't really fair. Like you said earlier, you know, it's really going to suck being a Hell's Horses player.
Yeah, yeah. And again, like, if that's... Again, I see what they're doing. Sometimes, like, aerospace rules in particular are kind of tricky and confusing.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't have them straight in my head. You know, granted, we haven't really used aerospace fighters ourselves. But, you know, bringing aerospace fighters in, you know, makes units like the Vulcan and the Rifleman and the Pike tank much more effective just because of the range of their autocannons.
Well, from what I understand, the Vulcan would pretty much be useless against vehicles with the autocannon.
Right, because it wouldn't make that damage check from long range. It would have to be the Vulcan and other units getting enough hurt. The Vulcan on itself wouldn't be sufficient.
It's all or nothing with vehicles now.
Yeah, essentially, so to back up a little bit, you have to cross that damage threshold in a turn to force a damage check. And a Vulcan with an autocannon 2 is not going to really do that for any vehicle. Because I think even like the hopper tanks, it's a 5 or more.
Yeah, you essentially have to take more of the optimized units in the game on the table to be able to kind of deal with vehicles.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, like if you have a Vulcan and an Assassin, they're going to have a very hard time against heavier vehicles. You know, unless they get close with physicals, but in the scenario of the Demolisher, you know, it's going to take them a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of does in Battletech, but the thing is, once you force that threshold on that Demolisher, it's basically dead. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So what happens is the Demolisher has a damage check of 8, and if you do more than 8 points of damage and then intervals of 10 above that as a +1 to your die roll, you have to roll an 8 or higher to see if the damage, the vehicle is destroyed. But if it survives, that damage check gets reduced by 1. And so it just takes a couple of rounds before the Demolisher is completely trashed. There are members of the forum that I was surprised didn't outright hate the rules, that I know are big vehicle and support unit users. But I think they all recognize what they're trying to do. But I have to admit, it's just one of those things. Like, it's just what made Battletech nice was that it wasn't very arcadey. It was very grim and gritty, and you're relying on tactics and what can survive into the next battle. And this is really geared towards
the MechWarrior 5 players.
Yeah, yeah. Putting as many units in the field as possible and letting the mechs just trash everything. Which, again, and that's fine. That's fine. But it does seem to detract a little bit away from what the game has been trying to do for decades now.
Yeah. Well, part of the problem is, too, and this is the one that really sticks out to me, I don't like how the weapons are being converted over. I just don't.
Because it destroys the nuance.
Yeah, like the SRM carrier. Like, it just does 10 points now. Like, in different locations. It doesn't account for the clusters at all. Like, you don't get crit-seeking ability with them anymore. Which was, honestly, other than the big hammer that it was...
Yeah.
The crit-seeking was what really did it for the SRM carrier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of those things that I know we talked about a little bit a long time ago was the cluster hits table. And how initially it seems annoying until you understand the meta of the game and you realize
you kind of need it.
Yeah, what it can do. you know, especially as armor gets degraded, or just you're rolling those twos and twelves. So yeah, it's a bit of a shame that there's that simplification. It does take away from the game. One of the guys on the forum mentioned how, you know, he feels it shouldn't be regarded as optional rules, because the optional rules have historically always added complexity to the game. This seems, again, like more arcadey, and it should be referenced and marketed differently.
It feels like a different game.
It does. It does a little bit. It feels like a half and half between Alpha Strike and BattleTech in a way that, I don't know. I get it. I get what they're trying to do. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I'm not crazy about it. And I know, like I said, it bugs you.
It does. Just seeing a lot of the tanks that I normally would use in a game just become kind of like, not useless, but kind of like samey with other units. Because, I mean, it's like a Pegasus can't use its SRMs anymore, which is dumb.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really account for that anymore.
Yeah, and they might change things still. They might toy with different ideas.
I'm hoping so.
You know, it is just a beta. I think it will appeal to people, though. I think it will.
Which is a good thing. I don't like it. But as a fan, and with this criticism, I want to see it succeed. Like, if this was, like, my project, I would take the way it stands right now. I'd make it to where you move vehicles the same way you make mechs, you know, as they move right now, and keep the, you know, you could keep the armor thing, how they handle damage, but then you just keep the left part of the chart with the pilot data and all the weapons and ammo, and you just go with that. You don't need to essentially make everything into what Alpha Strike does, and there's like tiers of damage, like there's 10 points, there's 20 points, yeah. You know?
Well, and one of the things that I noticed was that when we played Alpha Strike, I realized how much I missed BattleTech.
Yeah, it happened to me eventually, yeah. Too. And yeah. Playing the games we've been playing lately, like, really dialed back a lot of the complexity complaints, you know, like sometimes I would have with the game.
Yeah.
I do admit, though, that vehicles can kind of make things a little, not like essentially overcomplicated, but overwhelming.
It's a lot to track. It is a lot to track because there are so many status effects that don't affect, you know, battle max, like crew stunned. I feel like I have to try and, you know, if we use vehicles, you know, once every three or four games, trying to remember what the hell crew stunned means.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I should remember that. It's like, okay, what does that mean again? Or, you know, what is this effect? Keeping track of the damage because the vehicles are so quick to take status effects versus battle maxes, you know, it's something you gotta watch out for.
Well, even infantry don't do 2-point clusters anymore. You don't account for separate elementals anymore.
Yeah, you roll in the cluster table. But one of the things I love about the new infantry rules, well, I shouldn't say new because it's like 20 years old now.
Yeah, but latest. But
the stuff that came with Total Warfare was that it really did stress the importance of taking mechs with anti-infantry weapons. I really only glossed over the infantry rules for the open beta. I have to go back and look at them because so much of it was like, how do these vehicles work now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the crux of it. Just a quickie. Just a fast, you know, little bite there.
Am I going to lose sleep over this? No, I'm not.
Oh, don't lie.
But it's going to bother me. It's going to bother me, and then someone's going to want to use it. And I'm going to use it, you know, because it's going to be fun for someone else. But I'm going to be, like, irked the whole time. Like, oh, I can't stand this.
But, yeah. I mean, if you were playing a game with veterans, or, you know, like a one-piece, you know, a set game, I guess you can go either way, because you could say, well, you know, it doesn't matter what happens the next turn or the next battle, because none of this force that I picked is going to be what I'm going to use next game. But if you're playing like an RPG element or a continuing campaign, I could see why you'd want to have squishy vehicles, because it means that your mechs and your player characters, if you're especially a GM, are more likely to survive. And they feel like they're doing something because they're fighting against so many units. So I could see that. I could see that. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of like playing a game on easy mode.
Yeah, and it doesn't make things fun. I mean, who really wants to play Doom and, you know...
Even Hurt Me Plenty isn't enough. It's got to be ultra-violence, right?
Yeah, unless you're playing, like, Sunlust or... you know, you could tone it down a little bit. But no one really wants to play I'm Too Young to Die.
Right. I mean, I guess it's one of those things, like, we might just have to play him and see how it feels... And try and... I think part of it may just be using it how it was intended and making a decision based on how it was intended. And just deciding, yeah, does that work? Does that feel good? Or does that feel silly?
Yeah. I think as it stands right now, it's a little silly.
Yeah.
And I don't think they want to change too much, because I have a feeling... they already just about got the mercenary box idea out of the door. And I kind of feel like what they did was they got it right where they want it. They're going to probably start getting everything together for printing shit. And they can't really go back too far, which is why they don't want to change any of the core rules.
I just hope that there aren't so many typos.
Oh, yeah. They'll be there.
Yeah.
They'll be there.
I mean, the guys at CGL are doing something right, because, you know, clearly the game is selling really well. So I'll give them that. They're doing something right. And maybe this means people will be more interested in fielding vehicles. Or maybe it'll just be that dipping their toe into the vehicle pool and deciding, yeah, let's go full rules.
I would meet them halfway, and you could have, like, a Manticore as it stands right now with the PPC, but then you give it two abilities like Alpha Strike. LRM, SRM, done.
Yeah.
You know, and you can add that to your firing as they get closer or further. You know?
Yeah,
like,
they
could do something like that.
Right, rather than, like brackets like Alpha Strike, where the damage kind of adds up versus just having, like, it's a PPC.
Oh, good example, MechWarrior Destiny. With TICs, you know, how you have to group weapons together, and they stack, and you fire them, you do weapons groups. Why not freaking do that? Even if, like, you took my suggestion earlier, and let's say you have the SRM carry, you don't want to fire all of those SRM6s, rolling 2d6 for each one. Use the group fire rules from TAC Ops. Then you don't have to worry about it. It could be all or nothing.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because, yeah, these vehicle rules seem to fit very tightly into what they've been doing with Destiny, and...
We don't want to talk about the Destiny mech rules.
I mean, I suppose, you know, I don't know how successful Destiny is. You know, are people buying it because they're buying all the other Battletech stuff, or are they actually using those rules? And, you know, we're just starting to kind of get the community rolling in the area with the local board game cafe, getting people interested in it. Kind of getting connected with people who have been asking about it. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe in other places, like especially if we went into Chicago or other towns where, you know, there's a more vibrant tabletop community, maybe people are using it. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I mean, they're doing something. I mean, CGL's doing something, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost on par with like the '90s, how popular the game got. Early '90s.
Early '90s. It might even be selling more units just because of the accessibility of the plastic and the quality of the plastics right now. It does look like the plastics have gotten better. I'm still not happy about them being pre-assembled and trying to find mold lines. I still like my metal miniatures. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's clear that Battletech's very successful. And yeah, maybe they'll knock it out of the park with this. Maybe people will be showing armies and armies of vehicles. Because they dig it.
That's it. I'm going to use nothing but Scorpions and Vedettes from now on. I'll just avoid all of it.
You say that, man. And there was that one time we played that Alpha Strike game, and my Lance of Vedettes...
I don't care. That's why I like them.
Destroyed you. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, just a quickie. So, well, guys, take care. I'm going to get some records. Yeah, we're at a record store.
Let's do it.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.